Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Featuring Pastor Patricia Benneman, who will be the next voice you hear, and will introduce you to our singer, who's with us tonight. Pastor, you're
amen. We praise God for his many benefits. We thank God for his goodness to us on this evening, for this truly is the day that the Lord he has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? I am so grateful tonight. I am so happy that I am saved and I'm sanctified and I'm filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and that with a burning fire, because God is God. I thank him for being mindful at such a time as this. When you put your TV on and you turn to the news, when you're driving in your car and the news come on, it is so much to be grateful for, so much to be thankful for. As I sat at my kitchen table on yesterday and I had my back door open and I looked out over the backyard and I watched the leaves falling from the tree. And I heard God speak the word grateful. And as I sat there and I began to reminisce all that God is and all that God has done, the word should be grateful. We are grateful tonight. I am grateful tonight for God himself and his son, Jesus Christ. I am so happy this evening. Truly, I am grateful. At this time, without further ado, I don't want to keep my soloist waiting because she is faithful. She does not get paid. She is on the line on time. You don't have to wait till 7:15 and she's just arriving. She is on the line before the introductional song plays. So I will count it robbery if I make her wait any longer to bless us every week, my God, today. She blesses us with such beautiful, beautiful singing. I tell you, I think about sometimes when she sings the song that my mom used to sing more or less than I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the birds, it's so sweet that the birds hush their singing. And I know when mother is singing, the birds hush their singing just to hear her melodious voice. God bless you, Mother Janie. We thank God for you here at Glory United Ministries. We love you to life. Mother, come on and bless the children of God.
Good afternoon, Pastor Patricia and Dr. Scott and everybody on the virtual line that's listening. I want to say good evening to everybody. And the song I'm about to sing is for everybody on the virtual line. And the song God has laid on my heart to sing is everything. Everything that happened to me good, God did it. Nobody did it. God did it.
Hmm.
I said everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. I said everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Said everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. When I was sick, could not get well, he healed my body, and I can tell. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. He said, when I was lost in a world of sin, Jesus took me by the hand and said, come on in. Because everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. I said, when I was lost in a world of sin, Jesus took me by the hand and said, come on in. Because everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. I say, yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it. I say, everything that happened to you that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. I said, everything that happened to you that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Say, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I say yeah. Yeah, yeah. Who did it? God did it. 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 Everything that happened to you that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. And I say, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I say, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Say, who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it. And everything that happened to us that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Mother Janie. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. And everything that happened to you that good, God did it. And then she went on and said, oh, yes, he did it. And then the question was asked, who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it. Sometimes you have to let the devil know and not be afraid to let the devil know, I know that my Jesus did it for me. Luck didn't do this. Luck can't fix this. Only God can do this. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. I tell you, it falls in line with grateful. And when you realize just how much God has done for you and how much he has done for me, you're grateful. And you can tell the enemy everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. He woke me up this morning. Who did it? God did it. He started me on my way. Who did it? God did it. He turned my darkness in today. Who did it? God did it. I wish I was in the church because I'd have an echo coming back at me. I tell you, who did it? God did it. He allowed you to go out the door and come back in. Who did it? God did it. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. I tell you, I'm excited because everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. For David, the psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Taste and see. Just recognize and see that the Lord, he is good. He made the sun to shine. He made the rain to fall. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Thank you, Mother, again. You have blessed my very soul with the song, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. I went out today. My husband had some medical and took him out for medical. And when we came back from one of his appointments on today, I wanted to see the ducks. And he said, well, just take me here for a moment and then we can go back and you can look at the ducks. And I have been, now listen, I have been for several months trying to find a hill. H-I-L-L. And I said, there aren't any hills here. I need a hill to climb. And I looked several places, and everything that I ran into was flat and even. And I said, Lord, I am looking for a hill. God, you know what a hill, H-I-L-L, does for me. But I didn't find the hill. Did I give up? No, I didn't give up, but I just stopped looking for a hill. But today when we went back, see, things happen in God's time. Or should I say in God's timing? Because when we went to look at the ducks, I loved the ducks when I was a little girl. My mother would get the bread and she would take us to the local park in our town where we lived in New York, and she would take us to feed the ducks. And all of the children, the grandchildren and all, can say they had that duck experience with Nana. She would take you, even the great nieces and nieces and all, made it down to the duck pond because she'd gather up her little bread and what have you and take them to feed the ducks. And then I had a lady that I took care of at one point. And her thing was every day, it didn't matter if it was snowing outside, she would say, Pat, do you want to go see the ducks? And I said, come on, let's go. I'm telling you, it could be snowing out, but she wanted to go and look on the ducks. So we would do that. So I like going looking at the ducks. But I'm getting to my point here. Well, as I sat there in the car and we looked out over the pond, and there were several ducks on the side of the pond. They had gotten out and was just sitting there. So Scott said to me, do you think they're dead? I said, no. They're just resting out of the water. They're just chilling out of the water. He says, okay. I said, I'm going to get out of the car and watch this. And when I got out of the car, they all came from off the side and got into the water. And then I saw one that was so very beautiful. I had never seen one that looked like this one. He had a pistachio-colored beak. I said, oh, my goodness, look at this one. Look at the beak on this one. And I ran back to the car, and I said to Dr. Scott, I said, that one has a pistachio beak. He saw how I was excited over just looking at God's creation, the water and the ducks and how they just quack, and then they would flap their little wings, and under their wings was just beautiful colors. Oh, my goodness. I was just carried away. But then the Lord had me to take a walk. And when I took the walk, it was nothing to the walk because I was inquisitive as to where this ongoing rolling water was coming from and what was making it roll like that. Was it a propeller on the other side that was causing the water to like roll down a hill? So I went investigating. So I saw, didn't understand what I saw. But on my way back down, God spoke to me and said, here is your hill. I said, oh my goodness. And when I came down and I got at the, now I went up that hill not even realizing that I was going up something that I had been looking for several months. Now here it is, right at the bottom of my feet. That's just how God will do. When you stop worrying about the situation and trying to make it happen, leave it alone because it's already there. God will take you to it when it's time. And I said, ooh, Lord, I thank you. So I went back over to the car and I said to Dr. Scott, I said, look, 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 there is my hill that I've been looking for. And he looked at me like, are you okay? And then he remembered that I had been looking for this hill for health reasons. That's why I was looking for the hill, for health reasons. Then I got back into the car with him, and by this time all the little ducks had gone down on that very end that I went to inquire about the rolling water. And I got in the car, and I went on the other side, and I drove up a hill and then came down. I said, Lord, I thank you. I want to encourage someone tonight. Though you have been looking and looking and looking, and it doesn't seem as if there's going to be any change. It doesn't seem that you have been seeking, as the scripture has said, seek and ye shall find. But many times we seek and we don't find. But don't give up on God. Just chill. Just relax. Because in due season, you will find that what you were seeking in God's time. I just wanted to share that with someone on this evening. I just want you to know that whatever it is that you've been in expectation about and for, don't give up because it hasn't come yet. Just relax. Put it in the hand of the Lord, and he will guide you to where you need to be. I was so excited after seeing that. We went looking for the other side of the lake. We could see where we were. There was another side of this lake that you couldn't walk across the water to get to it, but you had to go maybe about a mile and a quarter to get to the other side of this lake. And I said, I know the other side of this lake is here, because I was baptized, not on this side where the ducks are, but I was baptized over there. What I can see, but I haven't figured out yet how to get over there. So Dr. Scott said, no, you got to go down here and make a turn. Well, I followed the school bus. He said, no, this is not right. But I kept on going. And as I was going, I said, I'm going back out now on the main stretch here. And as I turned, and just as I was going, I saw the sign. It says Silver Lake. I said, oh, this is it. And I looked at the spot, the way I walked, and went to the water where the preachers was waiting to baptize me. What a beautiful day this was. First, God allowing me to find the hill. When I wasn't even looking for a hill, I walked up the hill, not even realizing that, hey, this is a hill. It was on my way back down. I guess I was so excited about trying to find out how was this water continuing to roll down a hill, until I didn't pay attention that I was going up a hill. But on the way down, the Lord spoke and said, you're going down the hill. I'm just so grateful on this evening. Yesterday, God spoke to me grateful, And when I think about all that I'm dealing with physically, I have loved ones in two different hospitals with the same disease. And I'm just so grateful to God for his benefits. I am so grateful to God that he is able to do that, what the doctors can't do and what I can't do. I am grateful. There is a song that says, I am grateful for the things that you have done. I'm grateful for the victory that's won. I can't go on and on and on and on about, because I'm grateful, 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 flowing from my heart is the issue. But I'm grateful. I was paraphrasing a little bit there, but I'm sure you all have heard the song. Google it. Go to YouTube and find it and listen. But I am grateful for the things that you have done. Like I said, I sat at that table yesterday, and I watched those leaves falling. My sister has seen that big old tree in my backyard. And I watched the leaves just falling one at a time. Then it was two. Then I see three or four of them fall to the ground and lay there. And as I said, I began to bless God for who he is in my life. And I came up with what God was saying, grateful. And then I sent that message out to the pastor. And she said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That is my word for today, grateful. Then I talked to the head missionary and usher at the church, and I said, God spoke to me, and she began to speak in tongues and bless God for the word, grateful. Then I spoke to another sister about that word, grateful. And she said, thank you. I will bless the Lord today with that word, grateful. So I'm saying to you all on this evening, grateful. Sometimes we waste a lot of time with fancy words, but just to slip up your hand and just say, yes, I'm in pain. Yes, my money is funny. Yes, my family is sick. Yes, my family is in trouble. I got loved ones in trouble. Yes, I got family members on drugs. Yes, but I'm grateful, God, regardless. I got family members in the grave, but I'm grateful, God. Grateful. I'm so grateful. And I'm thankful, God, because it's you that make the difference. I am grateful. Oh, bless his name. We're going to move on. I want it to be finished within the half an hour, but seems like I've used up the half an hour. Let's give me 10 more minutes, and I'm going to close the line down so that you all can be about your business. Oh, bless his name. I believe, does anyone know where we stopped at last week? I said, please write it down. Put it on the refrigerator so we will know where we stopped last week. Does anybody have that? If you do, push the one and tell Dr. Scott that you know where we stopped at last week. Not going to be long, because this sixth chapter of Mark has about 50-something chapters, maybe 54, 56, somewhere around there. And so we will do so many verses, and then we'll close out, and then we will pick up until we complete it. All right, seems like no one has hit the one, so we will journey on. Let's go to Mark, the sixth chapter, starting at verse 12. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil. You see, I'm glad we got to this. Thank you, Mark. I'm glad we got to verse number 13 of chapter 6. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil. O-I-L. Many people think some of us are crazy, that we don't know what we're doing. I remember my brother shared with me once that this pastor, he's deceased now, and he said this pastor kind of made mockery or made fun of the people in the Holiness Church, particularly. We were the ones in the Holiness Church, the Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterian and so forth and so on, didn't use the oil, but in the Holiness Church, in my church, in the Church of God in Christ, the Pentecostal Church, we used the oil. And my brother was saying that the preacher said, he didn't know that my brother came from that type of church, but it was okay. He said the preacher said he don't know why those people use all that oil. The oil is not doing anything. All it's doing is just making a person greasy. Well, that's someone that was ignorant about the word of God. Oh, yeah, he might have had something over here, right? The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I mean, come on, who can't quote that? The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Yeah, they learned that early. They use that for a lot of funerals. But somewhere in his cemetery school that he went to, and we call it cemetery because it's dead, and not seminary, because seminary don't always teach what's right when it comes to the word of God. Seminary school say some of this stuff is not real in the Bible. Seminary school says some of it is not right. So therefore, we have come to the conclusion that if you went to that school, then we will let you know you went to cemetery school because you're dead. Because the word of God is right. Every word of God is right, whether you like it or not. Whether, if my pastor said, if it step on your toe, holler, ouch, and keep on going. So here it is in Mark's gospel, just in case someone in radio land is listening or someone goes into the archives and pull up the sermon for the night and listen to the word of God and maybe confused about the oil. And it said they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. I have asked people, just a few weeks ago, I said to a young lady, I said, there was a member of hers that was sick. And I said, do you have any oil? And the young lady said, no. And I said, okay. Because I wanted the young lady to use the oil on the sick person. But she had no oil to use, so therefore I had to go ahead on and pray anyway. And touching myself in the place of the person that she was in the company of that was sick. That maybe she thought that I was off my rocker when I asked her, did she have any oil, any olive oil? Not Crisco, but olive oil. That's what they use in the Bible. And if she were to read this sixth chapter of Mark and this 13th verse, she would know what I was doing by asking, do you have any oil? I want you that's listening to me tonight, if you don't have any oil, olive oil, in your possession, in your home. Purchase a bottle. It doesn't have to be a great big gallon, just a small bottle of olive oil. And let's pray over it. Let me bless it for you. And then use that oil as a point of contact. I had muscle aches the other night. I had to get Dr. Scott to put some Vic salve on me. He was going to use something else, but I thought about how Grandma would use the Vicks. And I said, no, put the Vicks on me. And somewhere later in that night when I got ready to get up, my muscles were not as sore. Use what you know to get the result that you're expecting. We use oil in the Holiness Church. There are some Baptist ministries now that also use the oil. No, it's just oil, but when you bless it, it makes a difference. Now let's move on here. Now it's going to shift. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead. And therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. King Herod needed to be saved. He needed to know more about Jesus than trying to harm someone, because you know it was Herod the king that told them, bring the baby to me, go find the Christ child and bring him to me. Yeah, he wanted to try to kill Jesus. But the wise men, I believe that's why they were wise. They were wise enough to follow the star. And when they found Jesus, they went the opposite direction, rejoicing and praising God for what they were told, that for they shall find him lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. When they found what they was told, that Jesus was where they said he would be lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. I'm telling you the God honest truth. When the wise men followed the star and they found this Jesus that was talked about, they went rejoicing. They paid King Herod no mind, because they knew that he was up to no good. They knew that Herod wanted to try to kill Jesus. But they found what they were told, that you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, raggedy clothes. That pretty stuff was on Jesus, lying in a manger. They followed the star to Jesus. Have you found your star that leading you to Jesus on tonight? My glory today. Are you grateful that you have Christ in your life? Are you grateful that you know more than just his name? Are you grateful that you have a personal relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? Oh, bless his name. I'm excited. Let's move on. I'm fooling with Herod is crazy, lost his mind. Others said that it's Elias. And others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, now listen to this. See, when you do somebody wrong, when you do wrong, you have a guilty conscience. And then it brings about a fear. You say you're not afraid, but there's a little fear there because you know you wronged that person. You know, Herod, let's read on. You'll see what happened. It is John whom I beheaded. See, Herod is saying it's John that's doing these things. He's arisen. He's up from the dead. Oh, my goodness. What am I going to do? John is out there. People are being healed. They're laying on hands on the sick, and they're recovering. It's John. My God, he was afraid, Herod was. Thereof, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. Not so, though, Herod. Rest. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. You can't do wrong and be happy. For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have that brother's wife. See, people don't like you when you speak the truth, whether it's from the Bible, whether it's from the truth itself. They don't want to be bothered with that. Therefore, Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and an holy, and observed him, and when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. Verse number 21. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains and chiefs, estates of Galilee. And when the daughter, of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. Come on now, you see how this was going. And he swear unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. I'm not going to give you my whole kingdom, but I'll give you a half. I will do that. And she went forth and said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. Wow. See, that old wicked mama told her what to ask for. We don't know what the daughter might have asked for, but she went to her mom. So what shall I do? What shall I ask him for? He told me he would give me anything that I asked him for. What should I ask for? That old wicked mother said, tell him you want John the Baptist's head. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. Now watch this. And the king was exceedingly sorry. The king was afraid. He knew that John was a holy man. You can't mess with God's anointed and go on as if nothing ever happened. The king, even though Herod wasn't no county sheriff, he had enough sense to know, whoa, I can't do that. That's a God man. He is a God man. He is God sent. He was born filled of the Holy Ghost. This is John the Baptist. This is the one who latched Jesus' shoe. This is the one who baptized Jesus in the water. I can't touch this, but because I said I would do what you asked me to do, I got to do it. I got to do it. So it said he was exceedingly sorry that he made a promise like that. This is me talking, that he made a promise like that. Yet for his own sake and for their sakes, which sat with him, he would not reject her. That's a shame. You are so into what people think about you and what they're going to say, you would rather, they had old cigarette commercial, Terrence and cigarette, said I'd rather fight than switch. You would rather go to hell yourself before you change and do the right thing. My God, today. And immediately, the king sent an executioner, and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in prison and brought his head in a charger and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. Somebody should bust that mother up. I don't mean no harm for saying something like that. You know how some of you mothers are. Go on and get them. Don't mess with my child. Get them. Do what you got to do, but just get them. Don't let nobody knock you down. You take it. They used to tell us, if knock the stick off your shoulder, pick up a rock and hit him. Ooh, that wasn't nice. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what had done, and what they had taught. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. They didn't even, these disciples, they had so much that they were doing. Jesus recognized that they had no leisure time. They had no leeway. They couldn't stop doing what they were doing, anointing and praying and preaching and teaching and all of that. But Jesus said, come, let's flee into the desert where you can rest, and I want you to have something to eat. They hadn't had anything to eat. And they departed into the desert place by ship privately. We're going to stop there at verse number 32. We will start next week at verse number 33. Remember that. We stopped at verse number 32. Write it down just in case I forget. And we will start next week at verse number 32. We give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Don't forget, trials may come on every hand, but be grateful because God is with you. And he is able. And hold fast to that what you ask God about. He hasn't forgotten you. And when you least expect, he will put it at your feet. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, everything that happened to me, that was good. God did it. Dr. Scott, in your hand.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough. It's coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles.
Move of God, gonna change your day. With signs and wonders,
miracles.
God's gonna bless you.
Yes, God is gonna bless you. A move of God is on the way. Friends, neighbors, brothers and sisters, you are listening to the Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. It's Thursday morning, Wednesday night, whenever it is you listen to this program. The move of God is on the way. So hold still and be ready to receive it. Have mercy. This is Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries program. Service. Celebration. Have mercy.
All things are possible to them that believe.